Congress is poised to make private companies get more involved in monitoring data and phone calls. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. A dispute in Congress means the government overnight temporarily had to stop its bulk collections of phone records, but the onus of collecting the records for national security purposes could shift to the telephone companies. Marketplace's Scott Tong is in our Washington Bureau this morning with more. Scott, this is a provision of the Patriot Act. What's the reason Congress did not extend it?
There's always been this tension, David, between national security and privacy. And so now, 14 years on from 9/11 and the start of this phone data collection, there wasn't enough support in the U.S. Senate to continue it. Now, the key personality in all of this is Republican Senator Rand Paul. He has a libertarian streak and White House aspirations, and he was able to stop this renewal. Now, just to remind ourselves, we're talking about what's called bulk phone data. It's not listening to the actual calls, but rather what number called what number and how long a call lasts. You recall this is all a secret program until one Edward Snowden revealed it, David.
Yes, Mr. Snowden. But bulk phone data collection will soon return?
In some form, perhaps. Now, the Senate plans to consider a different bill passed by the House of Representatives that would give the government some but less authority to do this. Phone records would be stored not at the National Security Agency just up the road from D.C., but by the phone companies, as you say. They're the ones who have always collected the raw data, and it would stay there. And the feds would have to get court permission to access all this information instead of just logging in and searching all of this. Now, this could happen as early as tomorrow or Wednesday in Washington.
Okay, so later in the week. Marketplace's Scott Tong, thank you. Now, with some of the country getting flooded, drought continues to wilt California. Farmers in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta hold some of the biggest and oldest rights to draw water, but even those farmers may have to sacrifice. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner checks back with a Delta farmer we profiled in February to see how it's going.
Rudy Moosey and his family farm over 4,000 acres in the Delta. Last month, they and others here agreed to slash their water use 25% in exchange for a promise they won't face harsher mandatory cuts this year.
It's a turning point in that in 150 years of farming out here in the Delta, we have never been cut off in water.
I caught Moosey busy at his computer, crunching the numbers. He had 3 days left to tell water officials exactly how he's going to save that 25%.
Some fields we're going to fallow. Others we're doing crop shifts, shifting from corn to cucumbers, which takes about half the amount of water.
Some Delta farmers worry about weakening their water rights, but attorney George Hartman says that's just fear talking.
There is no waiver or concession of any right. This is a voluntary program.
Delta farmers own 10% of California's irrigated farmland. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Now a story about people living on the streets and the businesses that share those streets. Jeff Tyler reports from Los Angeles, where the number of homeless people is up 12% in 2 years, and people are living in encampments in the shadow of the shiny skyscrapers.
On Skid Row, there's activity 24 hours a day. On block after block, people sleep in tents and live on the sidewalks. But on those same streets, companies are trying to do business.
I would call it a war zone down here.
Mark Shinbane is president of Orcal Corporation. It's a seafood distribution company that's operated here since 1961. The neighborhood has always had issues, but Shinbane says they've gotten much worse.
There's a lot of thievery. We've had people break into the property. They've stolen equipment, copper, off the roofs.
He says homeless people have threatened and tried to assault his staff. The situation makes it hard to hire new workers.
Because they see the area, they drive by, and they keep on driving. So we have to interview more people. I may have to offer higher wages in certain cases to get people to come down and work. It's a real challenge.
If you can hear my voice, clap twice. If you can hear my voice, put on your wings.
This school, Inner City Arts, has some students who are themselves homeless. But increasingly, the people living on the surrounding streets are more aggressive. Bob Smiland is CEO at the school.
For 25 years, we did not feel the need to have a security guard at our entry gate, and now we do. And that's an increased cost for the campus that takes away from the free education we're providing the students.
Security and sanitation issues have forced businesses to chip in for the Downtown Industrial Business Improvement District, which pressure washes sidewalks and employs security guards. Executive Director Raquel Beard says members pay according to the size of their business.
So some can be as much as $20,000, $30,000 a year.
Beard says some companies have moved, but selling property on Skid Row isn't very profitable.
You can't get the money that you would get in other parts of downtown.
Critics talk about gentrification driving the poor from downtown Los Angeles, but Beard says gentrification hasn't come to Skid Row, and she doubts it ever will. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And here we were thinking there could be a new Triple Crown on Saturday with the running of the Belmont Stakes that day on New York's Long Island. When it comes to household budgets and portfolios, the Triple Crown is really this Friday when the closely watched monthly employment and unemployment reports for the U.S. come out covering the month of May. Also on Friday, the oil producers cartel OPEC is meeting to talk production and therefore oil prices. And if not a Triple Crown, then a trifecta. Friday is also a big deadline for Greece to get new emergency funding. If Greece runs out of money, it might have to abandon the euro. The stakes, as they say, are high. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.